And again, I'd like to say, well, just what a joy and a privilege it is to be able to share the greatness of God's Word. And boy, we have heard some amazing, amazing sharings. So inspired. Okay, Matthew chapter 13, verse 31, New King James Version. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds. But when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches." And then we want to go over to Matthew 17. I'll be reading from the ESV, and you'll obviously have whatever translation you have. But Matthew chapter 17 and in verse 20, Jesus speaking, he said to them, Because of your little faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. So we look at two records, Matthew 13, Matthew 17, and Jesus uses the example of the mustard seed. Now, what was it about this little seed that was so important and so powerful that he used this as a great example? So tonight I'll be sharing on a topic I've entitled The Amazing Mustard Seed. You know, in those days and times, even the people to whom Jesus told the parables did not understand the mustard seed the way that we are able to understand it today. Or in our case, maybe we'll understand it. Isn't that a beautiful thing about Jesus' teaching? No matter how much science advances, Jesus' teaching just expands with it and remains true, which we will see. So what observations can we make about the mustard seed other than it is very small? If you've ever seen a picture of a mustard seed, or if not, after this teaching, Google it, and you'll be able to see what it is. What observations can we make besides it's small? Well, first of all, man has discovered how to hybrid vegetables. You ever heard that word, hybrid? The way this works is by changing the DNA structure in a plant. For example, to get corn to be perfect corn that bugs won't eat, you must cross the corn DNA with cucumber DNA. The only way that the corn, and the only way that they can get the corn to accept the cucumber DNA is to introduce it through, listen here, a virus. You have to make the corn sick, and then it will accept the cucumber DNA and end up as hybrid corn. But science has discovered that a mustard seed and a mustard plant cannot be made into a hybrid. The mustard seed can never be anything other than a mustard seed. It refuses all viruses, and there is no way to make it anything other than what it is. I think our first point is it can't be made into a hybrid. And boy, we live in a world where there's a lot of modified foods that are being manufactured. Okay, number two. This little guy, he's tenacious and grows in very unfavorable conditions. You know, many times the mustard plant will be found in areas that are unusual, such as sandy soil, which only receives rain on occasion, or in areas where nothing else will grow. That must have been one of the main reasons that Jesus used this as an example of faith. The mustard seed grows in difficult circumstances, and even in garbage or contaminated areas. It grows and flourishes where other plants will be choked out, eaten by bugs, or infested by disease. It basically says, I'm a mustard seed, and I will grow. A third thing to learn is it's unaffected by other plants around it. You know, if you plant tomatoes close to jalapenos, you'll get hot tomatoes. Maybe some of you gardeners have experimented with this and found this to be true. And many other plants and vegetables cannot grow around certain types of other plants or vegetables because they take on the characteristics of what they are around. Certain plants cannot grow, let's say, near a black walnut tree or even near its roots because they take in the toxins that the black walnut tree produces. However, a mustard tree can be grown around anything. It is not affected by its surroundings. You could plant a mustard seed right on top of a jalapeno seed, and it will grow to be nothing but a mustard tree, completely unaffected by the jalapeno. And finally, it grows large enough to shelter the birds. You know, the mustard plant is not really a tree, but it can grow to be 10 to 15 feet tall and be a resting spot for birds. When our faith grows despite attempts to dilute it, despite the ways of the world that try to make it into a hybrid, or despite many unfavorable situations, then it can end up being a shade and a shelter for others to lean on and take strength for themselves. So if we look at the mustard seed alongside faith, which we've certainly been working on, our trust in God, it gets even more interesting. You know, the mustard seed's afraid of nothing. It grows where other plants would be choked out, withered for lack of nutrients, eaten by bugs, infested by disease. But guess what? The mustard seed thrives. Wow. Do you see the implications that can be drawn regarding our faith? And so it beckons the question. It begs to ask the question, does your faith grow in difficult circumstances and in an impossible environment? When it is tested beyond endurance, does it turn a deaf ear and thrive? Or do we allow a virus to infect our faith? You know, there is nothing that will make faith sick except doubt. Doubt is a virus that opens the door to all the enemies of faith. The voices we listen to in our world, voices that speak with man's wisdom, voices of humanism that attempt to use deception to cause us to be distracted. We, like the mustard seed, need to take from the soil that which is beneficial for our growth and leave all else behind. Is our faith like the mustard seed, impervious to the invasion of anything contrary to the Word of God? Is our faith like the mustard seed, unable to be shaken from its single-minded focus? I am the mustard seed, and I will grow. Are we like the mustard seed, so tenaciously holding on to the Word of God that we believe nothing else? Has our faith grown like the mustard tree so it is big enough for others to lean on and take strength for themselves? Wow, we're learning a lot of things here. And yet Jesus is teaching in these particular records, he's saying, if you have faith like the grain of a mustard seed, you'll say unto this mountain. So there's purity in the mustard seed, in its ability to not be changed, its internal DNA structure. It's tenacious. It grows in unfavorable conditions and maybe even likes unfavorable conditions. And you know what? It's not affected by other plants around it. It's not affected by the circumstances of life and the situations that we go through. And you know what? Faith grows, and it's large enough then to really be able to allow others to rest under its shade and to be encouraged and strengthened by it. So, you know, it's not the amount of faith that's so important, because even though the seed is small, once it starts growing, it can flourish, and it is programmed to become a large bush and produce many other seeds. Mustard seed faith is, it's unaffected by others around it, impervious to things that are contrary to God's promises and truth, and it is persistent despite unfavorable circumstances. Therefore, so should our faith be like unto the mustard seed, unwavering, unaffected by what we see or what conditions may exist, no matter where we are. For faith, like the mustard seed, is unmovable, non-doubting, and steadfast. I'd like to close in a section of scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. And here's a great verse, I think, that reiterates exactly what I just said. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That mustard seed faith, the amazing mustard seed that grows in unfavorable and daunting circumstances and situations, and there's the little mustard seed just sprouting up and growing through the cracks in the sandy soil. It just makes its way up. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly what our faith can be like, growing and flourishing no matter what the circumstances, what the situations may be. Because Jesus said, if you have the faith like a grain of a mustard seed, you'll be able to do great things, miraculous things, because faith has developed and grown in our hearts to walk and live in the realm of the impossible, the realm of the miraculous, which is exactly where we want to live day by day. Why don't I have a quick prayer, and then we'll come off of mute, and everybody can say whatever it is they're going to say. Heavenly Father, thank you for simple truths, Father. Jesus said so much. And may our hearts be open, Father, to the simple truths, to know these amazing facts about the truths about a mustard seed, and that our faith is just like that, God. And you know what? If your word says it, and Jesus said it, then it's fine with me, and I'm sure fine with everybody, because we do believe your word to be the truth, Father. Thank you for your loving grace. Thank you for us being able to walk in the power of your Spirit, knowing you and your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we offer up all praise and thanksgiving tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. All right.